and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We were able to thwart somebody who clearly had the intention, by his own words and by his actions, to harm a great many people, to do real serious damage to property, to put at risk the lives of American citizens, including children. This was an individual who was given a number of opportunities to desist from his course of action, but who at every turn decided that he wanted to continue. But for the interaction that he had with the FBI, he might have come in contact with somebody who, in fact, would have made his plans tragically real.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another discussion of a top 10 item for this week. Last week of November, first week of December, and the plotting continues. That was Attorney General Eric Holder. He says the foiled bomb plot in Portland was very serious. And so we have this 19-year-old Somali-American man. He pled not guilty, by the way, to the plot to blow up a car bomb at an Oregon Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland. Anyway, Mr. Muhammad has apparently plotted a spectacular show of terrorism. Said he didn't mind that children would die if he bombed a crowded Christmas tree lighting ceremony. He was arrested near the crowded Pioneer Courthouse Square in downtown Portland amid the FBI sting operation that followed a lot of investigation. Federal agents arrested Mr. Muhammad just as he tried blowing up a van that he believed was loaded with explosives. The bomb was an elaborate fake supplied by the agents. The public was never in danger. And once again, it calls attention to the fact that the real terrorists seem to be on the ground. But in reality, what's the TSA done and what's Homeland Security done in that vein to keep any problem from happening? Why don't we just let the FBI do their work? They seem to be doing a pretty good job at it so far. Here's more on the investigation of this particular incident from Neil Karlinski at ABC.
According to the undercover FBI agents who spent time with him, 19-year-old Muhammad Osman Muhammad was a teen anxious to go, quote, operational and to learn about explosives. He also allegedly considered a Mumbai-style shooting rampage. One agent writing, he said that because he had been a rapper, he could obtain a pistol or AK-47, a far cry from the happy young boy neighbors knew growing up outside Portland.
Wonderful family. This is a shock for everybody.
Muhammad was the target of a six-month FBI sting in which he allegedly believed he was detonating a huge bomb inside a parked van at this downtown Portland tree lighting. When told he might see body parts and blood, agents allegedly recorded Muhammad saying, "I want to see that. That's what I want for these people. I want whoever is attending that event to leave either dead or injured." The bomb wasn't real, and his alleged associates, who were actually FBI agents, arrested Muhammad after he dialed a cell phone number he believed would trigger the blast.
The FBI took great caution to ensure that the arrest was planned in a way to ensure public safety.
Muhammad is a Somali-born U.S. citizen who had recently attended Oregon State University, where he reportedly studied engineering. He occasionally attended this Islamic center in Corvallis, Oregon, which was the target of arson this weekend, a fire the FBI fears was in retaliation for the attempted terrorist strike.
He seemed like an average kid, you know, average student at a university.
In an email intercepted by the FBI, Muhammad allegedly writes of earlier intentions, including his attempts to travel to the Middle East to join other jihadists, but says, "I've been betrayed by my family."
All right, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Moving along now, MSNBC, Chris Matthews speaking with former FBI Deputy Director Phil Mudd about other potential plots against America.
We Americans felt for a while, and maybe it was naive, that terrorism was a foreign problem, that Americans weren't going to be drawn into it. Now, here you have an immigrant from Somalia. Mm-hmm. What do you make of this as a pattern here? Are we going to face more of this based on what you've been seeing?
I think we'll face it for years. I think we're naive to believe this wouldn't cross the Atlantic. We've seen this in Europe since 9-1-1. We saw it in Madrid. We've seen it in London. We have a large immigrant population here. To believe that Americans wouldn't be part of the global sort of Al-Qaeda revolution is, I think, naive.
What about assimilation? We've always taken, I personally am emotional about this. I think this is the one country you can become an American. I mean, you can come into this country, no matter where you come from, and really join our society. Is that not happening with the Islamic people coming here, or some of them? They're not really assimilating.
You do see a great deal of assimilation here. But remember, in the case of Somalia, you're talking about families that come in, that came in post 1991, 1992. So these kids were either born there or born here shortly after their parents got here. So these are kids who have not been here for generations, in contrast to a lot of the other communities that we have.
So let's talk about this operation. I don't think it was entrapment. And you tell me why it wasn't.
Because you have a kid who repeatedly in the indictment talks about his willingness to murder innocent people around a Christmas lighting ceremony.
So he had a spot lined up, he had an event lined up, the Christmas tree lighting, a location lined
That's
up,
correct.
And a time of year and everything else, and all he needed was what from the FBI?
He needed a weapon so that he could go and commit what he wanted to commit anyway.
Suppose he hadn't been given that weapon.
I think he would have found another way around it. If you look in this country, you can buy a weapon, you can buy explosives. We've seen it repeatedly in plots across this country.
Operating alone.
That's right.
Now he wasn't because we helped him.
I don't buy this. Look, in this country, you can go to a gun show and you can buy a weapon. He wanted to build an explosive. If he hadn't gone this route, imagine in 2 years or 3 years, he might have shot up a shopping mall.
What do you make of this, the way they confected this with a big bunch of drums of gasoline, right? Isn't that what they put together?
I think he was looking to do what we've seen elsewhere in this country and overseas, and that is have a big bomb, like we saw at Oklahoma City, for a major splash that would be on the front of the media around the world.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Ah, humbug.
With great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
Oh. What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spirits. I'd rather not. To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
All right, so are you afraid yet? This is the era of fear and scare tactics, etc. But more potential. Of course, there are all kinds of potential plots out there. Next up is Fox host Shepard Smith speaking with former CIA operative Mike Baker. Baker says this wasn't a case of entrapment by government officials. Some people have suggested that. How silly is that?
He wanted to do some bad things. He had no problem with there being children at this place. He had no problem that a lot of people were going to die, including children. And he thought that he was working with people who could help him blow things up, but he was really working with the government, right?
Right, right. And the problem here is every time we have one of these incidents, and obviously this is not the first sting operation that the Bureau has successfully run, but every time you have one of these and it's thwarted and nothing happens, the mind for the public tends to wander and say, it wasn't that serious, or maybe he was lured into this. And so, you know, it's kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't from the authorities' point of view. But, I mean, the kids or the people that get lured into terrorism, whether we're talking about Al-Qaeda or others, they tend to follow a certain mold. They're young. They tend to be unemployed or underemployed. They tend to have feelings of alienation. They're looking to fit into a group of some sort. Now, he's been over here, you know, since he was a youth. He went to school in Portland. I actually went to university there in Corvallis, one of the many colleges I went to, Oregon State University. And it's a very liberal college town, but you can see how a young Somali man could feel somewhat disconnected from the community around him. As far as the question of him being lured into this or entrapment by the Bureau, I mean, one of the aspects of this is he was reaching out to Al-Qaeda sympathizer via email to try to find out about how he could travel overseas to get jihadi training.
But he got radicalized here in the United States, right? There is no suggestion that he ever left this country to be radicalized.
No, he didn't. And I mean, this is, again, one of those aspects. We talked about Anwar al-Awlaki, the now famous Yemeni American who is overseas and actively working to recruit people just like this young man. Again, this has been an ongoing problem for some time, and really overriding all of this, whether we're talking about the Portland plot or any of the others that have been thwarted, the overriding problem we've got is the issue, again, of homegrown terrorism and the Muslim American community. And how do we address that? We've been trying this for several years. We've known it's an issue. We've been trying to deal with it, sometimes successfully, sometimes not.
Talk Radio Countdown, the focus on the Oregon terror plot from last week. Here's Thelma Gutierrez, who profiles this young fellow, not a loner. In fact, he was a pretty popular kid, apparently.
Corvallis, Oregon, a picture postcard college town an hour and a half outside of Portland, the home of Oregon State University. This is where 19-year-old Mohammed Osman Mohammed, known as Mo to his friends, has lived for the past year and studied engineering part-time. Alex Masick, a friend from high school, says Muhammad was outgoing, the kind of guy everyone wanted to hang out with.
He had a lot of friends. Like, he was pretty popular. Seemed like he was friends with people from every crowd.
FBI investigators paint a different picture. They say Muhammad, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Somalia, told an undercover agent he had been thinking about committing violent jihad since he was 15. According to an FBI affidavit, he plotted for months with undercover agents he believed to be jihadists to detonate a van filled with explosives at a tree lighting ceremony this past Friday in downtown Portland. In preparation, he allegedly exploded a practice bomb earlier this month and recorded a chilling goodbye tape saying, "To my parents who held me back from jihad in the cause of Allah, nothing you can do can hold me back." FBI agents are investigating an apparent arson attack on the Islamic Center in Corvallis, where Muhammad sometimes worshipped, that destroyed much of the front office. The FBI vowed to find the person responsible, saying it would not tolerate any kind of retribution or attack on the Muslim community. These men, who grew up in Corvallis, worry that Muslims once again will be targeted for the actions of one misguided person.
They're going to assume that this mosque is what trained him to do such and such items.
Especially his name, Muhammad. I mean, my name is Muhammad, and that first thing threw me off as great. Now Muhammad's forever linked with more and more perpetual crimes.
Imam Yusuf Wanley of the Islamic Center says Muhammad worshipped here once every 2 months.
What was your first reaction when you heard that he had been arrested?
I was shocked, and the greatest thing, you know, that affects me most is I wish I could have intervened in a way.
Seems as though you're very saddened by this. It's a very emotional time. Why?
Because he destroyed his future, you know.
And hurt the Muslim community as well.
And he put, you know, civilians in threat, you know, and the U.S. population as a whole.
Now the 19-year-old student, who seemed to have it all, could face life in prison if convicted on a charge of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. Justice. That's what people want. Justice. Pictures of this Mohamed Osan Mohamed, 19-year-old Somali-American terror suspect, targeted with arson on Sunday. Fire at the Islamic Center contained to one room and nobody was hurt. He was ensnared in an FBI plot, arrested for plotting to bomb the Portland Christmas tree lighting ceremony. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the operation is about. Looks like a pleasant enough kid. Never can tell. What's the old story? Can't tell a book by its cover. Here's radio host Joe Pags discussing the case, the underwear bomber. And remember Richard Reed, the shoe bomber? And he wonders if it may be time for us to really start thinking about profiling.
Mohamed Osman Mohamed is from Somalia, naturalized U.S. citizen, going to Oregon State University. You ever notice there's more activity around Christmas time? You ever notice that? I don't know, underwear bomber. What day was that? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, it was on Christmas Day last year. And Richard Reed. I can't remember. December 22nd, 2010. That's right. The shoe bomber. We don't really allude to it much, but things seem to pick up when it comes to Islamo-terrorism around the world around Christmas time. So Mohamed Osman Mohamed wanted to blow it. I don't know if you saw pictures of the tree lighting in Oregon. Man, there were tons of people there. There were tons of people there. Lots of people. And he would have killed them. Gladly. He would have done it in the name of his religion. Disclaimer alert. Disclaimer alert. Not all Muslims want to kill everybody. Most Muslims are peaceful. The vast majority of Muslims around the world don't want to blow up the Portland, Oregon, Christmas tree lighting ceremony, or the people who were there, okay? Not saying Muslims want to kill us. What I'm saying is this guy fits the profile. He's a 19-year-old Muslim from Somalia. Obviously, the FBI did a good job by profiling him or getting word that he was looking to do something evil like this. Clearly, the FBI did the right thing. Now, the reason why I bring this up is the story after story after story that you and I talk about when it comes to what's going on at the airports. Now, there's a chance this dork would not have gone through the secondary screening or the pat-down or the funneling. Well, we have shots of nuns being patted down. We have the three-year-old who is screaming, don't touch me or stop touching me. Well, we have the woman who says, you know, I'm large on top, so they chose me for extra screening. I think that the men at the TSA were staring at me before I ever got up there. You've got a woman in the UK who, because it was her time of the month, was pulled aside for extra screening because on the full body scan, they didn't know what that was that showed up in her area. Really? The machine can't tell the difference between a bomb-making, you know, device or material and a pad? Really? I just don't remember in recent history when we're talking about terrorist attacks or strikes or attempted bombs or actual bombs or people blowing up their underwear or their shoes, I just don't remember them being anything other than extremist Muslims. Is it me? Or am I not getting it right? And what do you think about the sentence that he faces? Life in prison and a $250,000 fine. Does that work for you? Or is it time that we stepped up and said, oh, I'm sorry, you were going to blow up thousands of people, and had we not given you a fake bomb, you would have. You should die for that. Isn't it time to take a good hard look at it that way? At what point will we say, all right, the people who are trying to kill us do fit a certain profile? At what point will we finally say, all right, what El Al does in profiling those who, you know, because of their facial expressions or because of the way they answer questions, that does make sense? At what point do we say, all right, let's stop having my 60-something-year-old mother go through the full body scan and the crotch pat-down, and let's talk to Muhammad Osman Muhammad? At what point do we just say that and stop worrying about, you know, who's going to get mad at us?
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Open lines begin in a few moments. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on the terrorism plots that may or may not exist, the reality of the one in Oregon last week.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See Staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-800.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Eva.
Here we are back on the job in this half hour. More on the terror plot and terrorism in general. Fascinating that we have all of this focus on this particular circumstance under the circumstances, the TSA. We can make a whole, we can make a career out of talking on the radio about all of this. And it's probably good that we're really boring into the context of this. Here's radio host Rick Roberts with the FBI and his focus. And the question is, did they do the right thing by stringing this terrorist along until they could make an arrest? Was this a setup?
What happened was he parked what he thought was a van full of explosives, a bomb-laden van near the ceremony, and then ran off to a nearby train station where he dialed the cell phone that he believed would detonate the vehicle and blow it up and, in turn, blow up a bunch of people in the process, right? Well, instead, federal authorities moved in and arrested him. It was a sting. No one was hurt. They obviously got information, worked on the information. They thought this guy was a threat. So, you know, how do you deal with a guy without getting a bunch of people killed? Well, they did a pretty good job, it seems like. No one was hurt. Now they're saying it's not fair. He was set up. Well, what would they have preferred? That this radical would have found a van full of explosives, maybe like Timothy McVeigh in the Oklahoma City courthouse or the Murrow building and blown it up along with, I don't know, 1,000 people standing there watching a tree being lit. Seems to me like if you've got guys that are so inclined to do such a thing, you probably ought to be able to contain them while they demonstrate their criminality, rather than wait for a bunch of people to get killed. Now, I don't know what turns Muslims radical. It seems like a pretty easy leap based on what I know about the Quran. Doesn't seem like it's, you know, a cavernous leap to make. They allowed the whole plot to proceed to obtain evidence to charge him with plotting to carry out the attack. Now, personally, for my money, I would just as soon do it this way, where no one gets hurt, but we expose the radicals for who they are, then arrest them and put them away. Well, the PC crowd in at least Portland, it's not fair. He was drawn into something. He was vulnerable. He was confused. He was this. He was that. He was a freaking Muslim radical. That's what he was. And had he had the opportunity to blow up 1,000 or 2,000 people at a tree lighting ceremony, he would have done it. Folks, we don't live in the same world that we lived in 10 years ago. Those days are over, and they're never coming back. So you better decide what side of the fence you're going to be on, because stuff like this is going to be the order of the day. And you better get used to it. Nobody wants it. Nobody asked for it. But it's here, courtesy of radical Islam, which is spreading like a cancer all over the planet Earth. So I don't know what else to tell you other than you better put your politically correct sensibilities in your pocket if you want to live to see another day. You know, the city of Portland, we don't want to work with this task force. No, we don't want. Well, had you not, possibly thousands of your residents could be dead right now.
Radical Islam is spreading like a cancer over the earth. What do you think about that statement? 800-510-8255. And what do you think about the proposal that has been put forth? I suggested on this program in another hour that we've been taking the wrong approach with, if in fact the terrorists are Muslim, whoever they are, it doesn't make any difference. Take the approach, handle it in a forthright, right up front manner, recognizing that if someone, and apparently profiling isn't politically correct either, but the problem comes for the most part from those who probably, and most people, if they have any common sense in mind, think ought to be the first focus of any investigation. So they need to, we as a country, tell everybody, make it known that you blow up one of our planes or one of our buildings or some structure or some entity, and we'll blow up a city that's connected to you and make sure that your family is in it. And that's, you know, the eye for an eye stuff. How do we, it would be much better if we could talk. And people say, oh, they scorn me. They think that I'm reek. You have to deal with fire by building another fire. There is something that has radicalized these people. Is it just human nature? Good guys, bad guys? And so is this one appropriate way? It worked for Ronald Reagan when there was a problem with Muammar Gaddafi. We need to take a stand and get tough. In this circumstance, we are being abused, and we're sick of, I'm sick of it, of the TSA and other governmental incursions into our life, the decisions that are made and how we make them probably is part of the focus here of our society. News that this fellow was arrested as a suspected terrorist came as a shock to the woman who lived across the street from him, from people he went to school with, from people who knew him well, a quiet kid who came from a normal middle-class family, not the fellow that you would think would be plotting to blow up a ceremony in downtown Portland. That's why it's so shocking, say those people who are members of the group. Well, you look at all the video that's around. This kid looks like he should be playing basketball for the freshman team in college or something. And all, but that's, he's an Oregon University student. Why does he not like this country? What has gone on with him? What is there about Islam and the message there? He's an educated person. We keep thinking and saying and believing that those who are behind all of this stuff are not particularly well educated. They have no background, and that's true with many of the younger recruits, but there have been plenty of examples. The people that were involved in September 11th were all well-educated, but they all had one thing in common, where they came from and what they looked like. And is that enough to put the focus on them and have us really get down to business? There are some people who have called this program, and you've heard them on other shows, same sort of person, don't let any Muslims come to the country. Send them all away. Not going to happen. Rick Roberts said one thing that's extraordinarily true. This is not the same country it was 10 years ago. It is radically different, speaking of radicalism, and many of us just don't like it. It's the reality. If you lived someplace else, would it be different? Would you think that there would be something else in another country that would give you peace and quiet? Is there a country in the world where the Muslims don't want to blow everything up? Well, probably a Muslim country if you could live there. Where could you live that would be equivalent to what you have now? And is it worth thinking about? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Suppose you needed some cash today or tomorrow to pay for something that you either need or want for Christmas. Do you have $500? Do you have $1,000? In this economy, a lot of people have tapped out their savings. A lot of people spent cash this past week to buy presents on their Black Friday visitation. So maybe you just shorted yourself and you need something to help you through for the next month or so. Money Mutual. Money Mutual, the most trusted source to over 60 different lenders, gets you up to $1,000 in just about a day. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com. That's MontelMoneyMutual.com. It's quick. It's easy. You have to be 18 or older. This kid who blew up the, it's a reference, it's age. Freshman in college, you want to, you're an 18 high school graduate, just got a job, regular income. Forget about overdraft charges and bounce checks, late fees. Nah, forget about those. Short-term cash. You need it now? Go quickly to MontelMoneyMutual.com, MontelMoneyMutual.com, or call 800-532-CASH, which translates to 800-532-2274.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. One out of two American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself. With the breakthrough product, Neurolox Advanced Memory Formula, you can improve your focus and memory, protect against premature brain decline and oxidation, and even elevate your mood. Call 1-888-445-1932 to try Neurolox risk-free. Refocus your mind, improve your memory, and fight premature brain aging, all with Neurolox. Call today, 1-888-445-1932.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. Caller time. We start with Henry, who's in New Orleans, with a thought for us as we expand our mind on the countdown.
I think it's all about calculated responses. We're not going to, you know what I'm saying, demonize all Muslims because this one guy, because of what this guy did, or because of what the Christmas tree bomber did or something like that. But I do think it's all about responses. It's all about responses. And we have responses on everything else you do in this world, in our country. You steal, you go to jail. You know what I mean? You write bad checks, you go to jail. I mean, but there needs to be a calculated, serious, you know what I mean, stringent response to things like this here, man, to include death, as you said. You know what I mean? So we can't demonize, and I don't think that many people are demonizing our religion. We are going to have some idiots out there who's going to take offense to the whole religion and about Muslims. But Muslims weren't, you know, we don't have Muslims just coming in and doing this here. We have Muslims that are born in this country that are doing this. So I think it's all about the response. If there's a response, as you said, this gentleman here who's 19 years old, whoever he was, and he made a decision to do this here, and he was caught, and kudos to the FBI for catching him, you know what I mean? But that needs to be a calculated response on this guy to send a message to the next idiot who tries to go out here and do something, that if this here happened, you know what I mean, that we're going to have a calculated response that includes death. And to me, the punishment fits the crime. You go to a Muslim country over there, they chop each other's hands off for stealing. They kill you for committing adultery and things like that. So profiling just is just another part of those things that we can put into place. While we profile everything else, we profile different other races. We profile different parts of town. We profile anything else. But when it comes to this here, we have all of a sudden we have people jumping up and down and screaming, saying that we can't profile. If it is going to protect us, if it's going to do a better job of protecting us and preventing things like this here, then why not? It's just another area. It's just another opportunity for us to succeed at a place where we're obviously failing.
We are failing. You're right. This fellow is Somali-born, American citizen. So my theory about going back to where maybe they came from goes, is it Somali? Did he get this feeling? Did he come up with these ideas while he was living in America? Yeah, apparently he did. 19-year-old American man pleading not guilty to an alleged plot to blow up a car bomb at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. The terrorist plot in Oregon is where we are in this hour of the countdown. Your call is being accepted and encouraged right now. 800-510-8255. Andrew is in Texas with time for his thoughts.
I just want to say, first off, my disclaimer, I love Muslims. I don't have anything wrong with Muslims as far as human beings, fellow human beings. But let's just be honest. These people, this segment of population has come over to our country, and they've disrupted our way of life. They've disrupted our freedom. They have totally disrupted our way of life. And they're using our laws against us. And I think we need to scrutinize the Muslim Islamists. We need to profile them. We need to call them out. We need to put them on notice that you cannot come to our country and put Sharia law into effect. So if you better be glad I'm not the head of Homeland Security. We turn this thing around right now. The nice, innocent Muslims, they need to stand up and really call out the Islamic, the radicals. They need to, we need to put pressure on all the Muslims until they say, hey, you know what? Now we're becoming uncomfortable. We need to call out the radical Islamists, you know, but there's not enough pressure on the average Muslim, so they don't care.
Mm, that's true. 800-510-8255. They do not, as strongly as many would like, condemn these actions. That does bother a lot of people, and with good reason. It makes, it sort of makes sense, but they come from a different culture than we do. They express themselves differently, and I'm not saying that just to make excuses. That having been said, I'm for those who think that if these people would say something to counter those who are the troublemakers, there would be at least some weighing of different ideas in the minds of those who are going down these streets. Larry, listening in Indiana to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
My point is, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it probably is a duck. One bad apple spoils a whole bunch. There's a whole bunch of cliches that we use here that people need to realize. They are Muslims. They are from the Middle East. They are from that part of the world. So they have to be looked at. And, you know, it's just one of those things that where I'm not flying, you know. The Timothy McVeigh thing, I've had discussions with many of my friends about Timothy McVeigh. Yeah, you're right. They put him to death. And guess what? It hadn't happened again. Nobody racially profiled Timothy McVeigh as a white guy who was, you know, on a rampage. He was just a nut. And he dealt with it. And we dealt with it and put him to death. I think that's the same situation we have here. There's no racial profiling. It's a matter of just taking the sword and making them, you know, punishing them for it if they do it. And if you fall under that category, I'm sorry. If you're a peaceful Muslim, I'm sorry. But guess what? Your brothers and sisters are the ones doing this all over the world.
All right. So there it is, the argument, the push-pull. 800-510-8255. What's the appropriate punishment? Most people would tell you, many people would tell you that death is the appropriate way to handle him. Daniel, another Texan with thoughts. Go ahead.
Hey, I posted this story on my Facebook page when it broke over the weekend, and one of my more liberal friends posted a question that it got me kind of thinking, and that's that was this a wannabe jihadist who would have gone nowhere if he hadn't run into the FBI, and the FBI's involvement is the only reason this kid rose to striking distance of what he wanted to do. But whether that question is true or false, shouldn't we as a country say, even if you're completely wrong and it's all bogus stuff, death penalty for trying to kill Americans, so the wannabes won't be out there?
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
View 15%.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Hot topics on talk radio, talk television, and in the new media. We're in the comment section, if you will, of the House. And Cameron calls the countdown from North Pole, Alaska. You're on live on the countdown with a question, I guess, Cameron, right?
Yes, sir. This might sound a little ignorant on my part, but I just want to know, is there any Muslim groups taking a stand against terrorism?
Individually, I think there are people who have become much more outspoken. I don't know what you mean by Muslim groups. Who would you suggest, or what group are you talking about? Types of groups are you talking about? You're talking about mosques, people who belong to the congregations of the religious?
Not necessarily. Just anybody who organizes themselves with people of the same thought, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know of any. Okay. I don't know even of any groups that because we don't have. It's not like the Knights of Columbus is, for example, a Catholic organization, Catholic men for the most part. And I'm thinking of the B'nai B'rith is a Jewish organization. There are in the Christian or more Protestantism, the Masons, if that's an example of a group that would represent a particular type of thought, I don't know that there is a correlative group. But it's an interesting question. A lot of people ask the question. It is a good question. Who's speaking out in the Muslim world against this? And there are more people who are more vocal, but not enough to satisfy many Americans and people around the world who are just sick of this. Phil, calling from Kentucky with something that he heard.
They reported that some Muslims had turned this kid in, and that the reason he was being watched is they wanted to see if he did have some kind of network or if he was associated with anyone else and if he did have some other outlet that he could obtain these devices. And supposedly the kid could not find, did not lead them to any other sources. So then they wanted to determine if he would actually carry the act out, and that's when they supplied him with a dummy bomb, and of course he did attempt to carry it out. Well, at least that's what was reported last night.
Yeah, I think that's fairly accurate. That's what I've heard as well, sir. 800-510-8255. Bob's in Lexington, Kentucky, listening with a thought about America. Yes, Bob.
Yeah, Doug, privilege to talk to you and so forth. Great show. Hey, my point would be, you know, over the last decade, coming from the typical American attitude, you know, I see right now hostile attitudes towards Muslims as being very counterproductive. In that,
so then how do we deal with them? What's your suggestion in dealing?
It's certainly not be hostile in that, as much as possible, in that I think the vast majority, as almost everyone has said, are nonviolent, okay?
Right.
The moderates, I think they're almost doubly terrorized. I think they're terrorized by the radicals, that the few radicals that may be in there. Community. At the same time, the ones that I have had contact with, for instance, operate mom-and-pop stores, right? Just like German immigrants in the 1860s. That's how they began to assimilate. I see very traditional, but they have hostile, kind of redneck types driving by the stores and screaming, bigoted epithets at them. So, you know.
Well,
they're afraid of the hostile Americans, and they're equally terrorized and very angered, I think, by the radicals that they may come in contact with.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Susan, you're in Georgia, I'm told, and you want us to hear your thought, and we're happy to listen.
I think the ACLU is a lot to blame for this situation. They have been working tirelessly for years to neuter this country. They've given us political correctness. They've told us that profiling is discrimination. Profiling in this situation is the only thing that makes any sense. Well, and I've always been very disappointed that we haven't had more of a strong, good Muslim voice in this situation. They're not saying much, generally. When these kinds of things happen, they should denounce it.
There are lots of different psychological profiles of people like this, young, middle-aged, older, and it's interesting to note how much they need attention, and that's where a lot of this desire for inclusion in this stuff comes from. They need to have friends.